Welcome back. You've been tortured for so long. The screams. Not all of them were yours either. Look, I'm here to help, and you're worse than ever. We need something to start that healing process. Let's start with something safe. Here, take this cipher. It says, the Everything Tree.
SCP-038, The Everything Tree. For here onwards, will be referred to as The Tree. The tree is to be watered twice per day via overhead mister. Should the mister break for any reason, attendants should water the tree by hand until it has been fixed. Lighting is provided by computer-controlled lighting arrays. Attendants watering the tree by hand and maintenance personnel fixing mister or lighting should wear hazmat suits to prevent accidental cloning. The tree was found on an abandoned farm in Data Expunged, New York in 19 Data Expunged. It was at first thought to be a common apple tree. However, upon closer inspection, it became apparent that the tree was growing things other than apples, and, in fact, other than fruit. The tree has the ability to clone any object that touches its bark. Objects being grown almost instantaneously and reach maturity within a matter of minutes. A weight limit of 90.9 kilograms, 200 pounds, per object has been previously recorded. Objects that the tree has thus far cloned include apples, oranges, watermelons, eggplants, candy bars, snack food, see Addendum 1, televisions, toasters, laptops, keys, see Addendum 2, chairs, wine, DVDs, CDs, see Addendum 3, cats, dogs, and people. Human and animal cloning through the tree is not recommended, as they appear to age quickly. The majority of these clones live, on average, 2 weeks. After thorough examination of the deceased clones, it has been determined that they had begun to ferment before death. Object is currently held on Site 23, and there are currently no plans to move it. Addendum 1. Dr. Klein has requested that personnel discontinue the cloning of items from the vending machines. Addendum 2. Dr. Klein has requested that personnel discontinue the cloning of personal items. Addendum 3. Dr. Klein has requested that personnel discontinue the cloning of movies and music. Addendum 4. Dr. Klein has requested that personnel discontinue cloning of cans of Miller, Budweiser, and Foster's. Dr. Klein has furthermore expressed customary disapproval of the quality of such cloned items. Document 1. I would like to remind all personnel that the tree is not, I repeat, not a toy. It should not be used for cloning car keys, movies, music, or items from the vending machines. If this behavior continues, I will be forced to limit access to the tree. Dr. Klein. Document 2. It has been noted that the tree is able to clone SCP-500. However, such pills only work 30% of the time, with a chance of successful healing dropping as time since cloned increases. In 60% of the cases where the infection is permanent, symptoms of infection remain, though further infection is neutralized. The tree, partial testing log. Select experiments only. For full test records and reports, contact affiliated researchers for authorization. Date the 11th, 08, Data Expunged. Experimental intent. Confirmation of mass limit. Investigation into consequences of exceeding limit. Summary of test results. 400-pound steel ingot made contact with the outer bark of the tree. Chambers vacated as a precaution. Cloned ingot grew at typical speed, but growth halted abruptly short of completion. Examination of the end of the aborted facsimile revealed a rough texture superficially resembling miniature-scale tree bark. Item detached from the tree is typical, and was subsequently found to weigh 90.91 kilograms, or almost precisely 200 pounds. Experiment 2. Date, the 11th, 08, data expunged. The experimental intent? Investigation into duplication of non-biological animate matter. SCP-173, deemed a suitable test subject because of its lack of verifiable life processes, introduced into containment chamber by Class D personnel. Contact made with the outer bark of the tree, and SCP-173 returned immediately to containment. SCP-173 facsimile began development at typical speed, beginning at point of contact. As consistent with previous results, growth halted at the 200-pound threshold. In this case, terminating development after replication of the head, right arm, and partial upper torso. Class D test subject was ordered to break eye contact with clone. When test subject eventually blinked, no movement was observed in clone material. Extinguishing and re-establishment of containment chamber light supply revealed no apparent reaction from clone material. Experiment concluded. During storage of clone portion of SCP-173, it was observed that the partial facsimile was in fact making violent gestures at a dramatically slower rate. Movement was shown to continue regardless of state of observation. This ends the cipher of the Everything Tree.
As expected, your scars. Well, what scars? You truly are a marvel. Although it's been a while, you heal like you've never been touched. Rest now. You need to recover. There will be more ciphers coming. Rest.
That's today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. In the comments section below, let me know which SCP you want next. I'll not only narrate that SCP, but I'll give you a shout out for the request. Oh, and if you like this episode, take 2 seconds and give me a like. It's you guys and gals that keep this show running. And it's you tale tellers that make me want to keep this going. As always, tale tellers, till next time.